Blog Talk Radio.
This is Andrew Shatkin, Blog Talk Radio Show, usually at 6:30 in the evening, weekdays, Monday through Friday. Tonight it's 8 o'clock. And let me give you a little background about myself. I am this is a politically incorrect show, which we aim to get at the facts and the truth through honest discernment and critical thought. And we are not interested in political rhetoric or media lies or media falsehoods or anything like that. We're interested in getting at the facts and getting at the truth. Second, I am a Christian, and I'm not about to change that position. It is a position I've adhered to most of my life since I was a member of the Lutheran Church at the age of 12. And I still go to the Lutheran Church, although I attend other churches. And I do believe in the full authority of Holy Scripture, as well as the full authority of the ancient creeds of the Church, Athanasian, Nicene, and Apostles' Creed. I am a radio host of a podcast show and a blog talk radio show. And these are visited by many people from foreign countries. These are Christian shows, but many Muslims and people from China visit these shows. In addition, I'm a writer. I've written over 10 books. And these books are both religious, Christian, and legal. And I have more books planned. I've just written a book on the Psalms, which is coming out in about 2 weeks. And I also have written a book on the sayings of Christ, events in the Gospels, and also literary figures and political and current events, in addition to the biblical revelation issues. And this book is in preparation. I also have a book that I'm working on, the miracles in the Bible, and on other topics. Book of Job. I'm contemplating writing a book, a commentary on the Book of Job. I've written many, many blogs, over 800, and these blogs have been visited by many people from foreign countries, Muslim societies and non-Christian societies, and they can be obtained from my website, social media, and academia.edu. That's a little bit myself. And now we'll talk about the topic tonight, which is certain aspects of the Christian message which the church doesn't talk about too much. If you listen to the church, you find it talking about immigration, which is fine, helping immigrants. You'll find it concerned with social issues, the equalization of wealth, this kind of thing, which is very important. The church seems to have a message of love and ethics, which is the message of Christ, obviously, in part. But Jesus has other things to say that are tremendously significant, important, that the church did not choose to emphasize. One is that Jesus claims to be the exclusive and absolute route to know God. First of all, he claims to be God. He claims to forgive sins, which I can't do or you can't do, and there's nobody else can do but God. He predicted his own death and resurrection. He claimed to be God, made a claim to be God. That claim to be God and to forgive sins and to predict his own death and resurrection and to raise people from the dead and the miracles that he performed to bring them health and life, these are essential aspects of the Christian faith. They are critical to an understanding of the message of Christ. He claims to be God. He claims to be the only way to know God. He says there is no other way that you can know God than through me. He says it in John 3:16, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. He says, I am the resurrection of the life and the life. He that believeth me will never die. So we'll not go into that aspect of things about eternal life. But Jesus makes a critical claim that they cannot discount or do away with. The second, the exclusive claim of Christ, I think why the church is persecuted in many instances in many societies, because of that exclusive claim. Many people in other religions many people in the world don't like it. They don't like to be told that something is objectively and factually true, which is what Jesus claims about himself to be God. and to be the only way to know God. People don't like, many people, not everybody, but many people in many religions and many societies don't like to hear that. They want to hear everybody, they want to hear diversity. They want to hear all religions are the same. They want to hear that kind of thing. They want to hear that Jesus is one way, but there are plenty of other ways. Well, that may be so. That's not Christianity. It isn't Christianity, and it will never be Christianity. And this exclusive claim that Jesus makes, his claim to be God, and to be the exclusive way to know God, is a fantastic irritation and annoyance to many people in the world who want to be told that everything is good, everybody's the same, all religions are the same, all people are the same, all people are good. People want to hear that, but that's not Christianity, and that's not the claim of Christ. So, as one thing about Christianity that has to be understood, it is an exclusive system which does not allow other graven images or gods or ways to know God. Matter of fact, the guy was made clear in Exodus to have no graven images. And there's only one God in Exodus, and unfortunately our dear Hindu brothers and sisters have thousands of gods in their temples. So, unfortunately, that is not the message of Exodus, the Decalogue, where it is said that you can't have no graven images, and you'll have no other gods before me. It's a very specific statement in Exodus. You shall have no other gods before me, and you have no graven images of me. To make clear, he's making clear in that statement that he is a spirit and not a being of stone to be worshipped in that sick way, and that he does not countenance polytheism or thousands of gods. He says there is one God, and it's me, and that's it. So another thing about Jesus that you have to understand, the second thing is that the Christian religion and Jesus' message is to, if you have faith in him, if you believe in his death and resurrection and his ability to forgive sins, he will bring you to heaven. And in that sense, he says he will give you eternal life. This is the essential claim of Christianity. Jesus' ability and claim to bring people who believe in him and who have faith in him eternal life. There's no way out of this. It is the Christian religion. It is the absolute essential aspect of Christianity. Without eternal life, we have no religion. There is no Christianity. Without Jesus as God, we have no Christianity. These are essential aspects of this faith. It is not a faith of mere ethics. It is not a faith of being nice. It is not a faith of everybody's the same. It is not a faith of everything's good. No, that's not Christianity. Christianity is, in fact, a system of absolute offer of eternal life by Christ. And he claims to be the exclusive methodology to obtain that gift. That's as much as I want to say tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on these two issues. These two things that I just mentioned are the heart of the Christian faith. The Christian faith is not merely the Beatitudes. It is not merely being good. It is not merely doing good. That's part of it, but it has certain dogmatic aspects, which I just said. Jesus claimed to be the only way to know God and to be God, and to offer eternal life. As he says in John, I'm the resurrection of the life. He that believeth me will never die. He made that claim. He said it. He said he was the only way to know God in John 3:16. These are his words and his claims. And this is the faith of 2,000 years of historical Christianity, which cannot and will not change to suit the times and fads and modernity. Night. I hope to talk to you again on Friday evening about something similar to this. Good night.